Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 22, 1806. The rain continues. Lewis and Clark both write very short entries today, emphasizing the importance of getting the canoes ready for tomorrow's departure. They plan to leave regardless of the weather and to stop along the way to patch up the canoes if necessary. Before abandoning Fort Clatsop for good, the captains give it away. Lewis writes the entry for today.
We sent out 7 hunters this morning in different directions on this side of the Nettle. About 10 a.m. we were visited by 4 Clatsops and a Killamuck. They brought some dried anchovies and a dog for sale, which we purchased. The air, perfectly temperate, but it continues to rain in such a manner that there be no possibility of getting our canoes completed. At 12 o'clock, we were visited by Commowell and 3 of the Clatsops. To this chief, we left our house and furniture. He has been much more kind and hospitable to us than any other Indian in this neighborhood. The Indians departed this evening. The hunters all returned except Coulter, unsuccessful. We determined to set out tomorrow at all events, and to stop the canoes temporarily with mud and halt the first fair day and pay them. The leafing of the huckleberry reminds us of spring. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 22, 1806.
Besides leaving their houses and furniture to Commowell, the captains gave him a commendation certificate, expressing their gratitude for his helpfulness and courtesy. In addition, they gave him a list of all the names of the corps, identical to the one tacked up on the walls inside the fort. The huckleberry Lewis mentioned today was probably the mountain huckleberry, Vaccinium membranaceum, the species then new to science and first mentioned on February 7, 1806. The expedition has traveled 4,134 miles from the start of their journey at St. Louis on the Missouri to Point Adams at the mouth of the Columbia. The journey has taken 1 year, 9 months, and 24 days, more or less. Tomorrow, the trip home.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.